Lili Nishmas, Abba Mori, Zichrono Livracha. We're up to the end of Siman Tuf Ayin Beis. Sif Yud. Mish Eino Shos Tayayim Pnei Shamaziku Osono. One who has a very hard time drinking wine. So if Lidko Gatsno, Lubulishos Chaimis is Arba Kosos, you should put in extra effort to fulfill the mitzvah of Dal Kosos and drink the wine. You want to make sure to drink the Dal Kosos. What if taco wine is hard for you? So you can have a wine with a lower alcohol content. Or the post can say you can mix wine with grape juice. Now there's a question about having only grape juice at the Seder. That's a big machlokas haposkim. Some of the poskim say you have to use wine. Others say grape juice is, you can use grape juice. Rav Salvechik held you can use grape juice. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach holds that one can use grape juice. Here again, they hold it's mutter, and many follow their opinion. So if wine is very difficult for someone to drink, then he would be allowed to use grape juice following the psak of the Rav Salvechik and Rav Shlomo Zalman. Let's say no grape juice is available, so you should really push yourself to drink wine. But if it's going to make you sick, the Mishnah Berurah says, so then, if it's not followed the Mishkav, then you don't have to force yourself to drink. The point of this halacha is that it's not that on a regular Shabbos, you're Yotzei Kiddush by hearing someone say Kiddush, but here at the Seder, you have to actually drink the wine itself. So you have to make sure that to fulfill the mitzvah of drinking the wine or the grape juice, as we said. Sif Yud Aleph. Mitzvah lachzer achar yayin edom, v'im ein halavin meshubach mimenu. You're supposed to drink dafka, try to find dafka red wine. Why red wine? Normally red wine is considered more chashuv than white wine. And also, the red symbolizes the blood of the Jewish children. The Mitzrim were killed so many Jews. So drinking the red wine is a reminder of the dam, of that part of the shibud. So therefore it's preferable to use red wine. However, if a person likes the white wine more, then he's allowed to use white wine. If someone prefers white wine, he can use white wine. There is an inyan, there is a chumrah, that if you're using white wine, if you could try to make it a little bit red, in order to fill this idea of the dam, that would be better. In other words, and it's better, the way to do it would be to have a small amount of red wine in the cup first, and then fill it up mostly with white wine, so you're drinking white wine that has a little bit of redness to it. That would be a chumrah if you're using white wine, which is allowed if you like white wine more than the red wine. But, Sifut Gimel. Afilu anehem isparnes min atztaka, yimkor malbusho. Even if a person is very poor, he's supported from tztaka, he should sell his shirt and the like in order to get the Dalet Kosos. The idea is that the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos is Persume Nisa, publicizing the miracle that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. And it's the Mishnah Berurah quotes the four Lashonos of Geula, Hotzeisi, Itzalti, Galti, Lokachti. So this mitzvah is so important that even if a person has to sell the shirt off his back to fill this mitzvah and borrow money, he is indeed supposed to do that. The Mishnah Berurah says that this is the Gabayim's job in the neighborhood to make sure that people have enough wine for the Seder. And he says Mishnah Berurah says, I don't understand. Some places they don't provide wine for everyone for the starim. So this is really the chiyuv on the neighborhood. The tzedakah organizations in the neighborhood to make sure that people have wine for the Seder. And again, the reason for the chumrah is that it's the mitzvah of Persumei Nisa. Sif Yud Aleph is very, very important. The Shulchan Aruch says, Gam hanashim chayavos b'yarba kosos u'v'chol mitzvos hanahugas bos halayla. Women are chayav in Dalet Kosos and all the other mitzvos halayla. What does that mean, the Mishnah Berurah says? Matzah, marur, and the mitzvah of Haggadah. Why are women chayav? So as far as the Dalet Kosos, the Gemara says, it's afen ha'yiboso anes. The mitzvos that are based on Persumei Nisa, like the Megillah reading, and lighting candle, Daneiros Chanukah, women are chayav in too. So the Dalet Kosos are also Persumei Nisa, women are chayav in too. And the Mishnah Berurah says, they're chayav in Emiras Haggadah. The poskim assume that women are chayav in the mitzvah of Sibir Tzitzis Yisrael on a level of Deraisa. That's what the Sefer HaChinuch says. And there's a whole discussion, what's the mukkah for that? Where does it come from? And that's a famous discussion in the poskim, but we assume that women are chayav in this mitzvah as well. We'll discuss this later, Bezus Hashem. Sometimes women can't stay at the seder the whole time. A young mother who's nursing or who's not feeling so well. So women have to make sure to get the minimum at the seder to be yotzei the mitzvah, deraisa, of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. In a later shir, we'll be discussing what the minimum is. Sif Tesvav. Tinoko Shegiu L'chinuch. Mitzvah L'tenu Kol Echad Kos Kofanov. The children should have a kos as well. The mitzvah of chinuch for this mitzvah. Of the Dalet Kosos. Oh. Here, for a young child, he doesn't have to drink a rover vis. He could drink his own malugmav. For a young child, a malugmav is smaller than 1.5 ounces, and he wouldn't have to drink an entire rover vis. He could measure before Yom Tov how much is a cheekful, and for a child that would be enough. That would be enough to drink. Now the Rama says, "Ein likach kos shepiv tzar mipnei shel yuchal lishtos revis kiyachon." You shouldn't take a cup with a very thin top, because then it's hard to drink it in the right amount of time. Just drink the reis at one time, as we discussed, or with one pause in the middle, like a soda bottle. Rather, you should have a normal kiddush cup at the seder with a normal size top, so it's easier to drink the wine at the appropriate pace. You're not supposed to drink in a crazy quick way. You drink in a regular way without pausing. That's the ideal way. And that's not going to work if you have a cup with a very, if you're using like a soda bottle as your kiddush cup with a very narrow top. Sif Tezayin. Mitzvah lechalek letinokos klayos ve'agozim kidei she'ir v'shina v'yishalu. Supposed to give out to the children klayos and agozim, the nuts and roasted kernels, that they should see the shina and ask questions. Why are we? And you want the children to be notice things at the seder. Why is this happening? Why do we do all these different things tonight? So in order to pique their interest, we give them roasted kernels and almonds in order for them to notice changes and ask about all the other changes at the seder. As the Mishnah Berurah says, by getting these walnuts, by getting these nuts, they'll be woken up to ask for all the other shirim at the seder, and they'll say the manishtana. The Gemara says, in order that they shouldn't fall asleep, and they should ask questions. In other words, it gets them excited to get these treats, and it keeps them awake. Oh. So nowadays, the common practice is that people give out different types of candies at the seder. Some give out chocolate chips, or some give out marshmallows. Now there are two customs brought down in the Sefarim when to give the children the candies. Some give the children the candies before the Seder starts. That's the impression you get from the Shulchan Aruch. Others give out the candies right when they pour the second cup before the Manishtana, because that's when the kids are going to start asking all the questions of the Manishtana. I assume that the children won't mind if the parents are machmir and give the candies both before the beginning of the Seder and also right before the Manishtana. Well, and then here at the end of the Siman, the Mishnah Berurah says something very important. He says, you should try to encourage the children to be awake until after Avadim Hayinu. Avadim Hayinu, that paragraph is the basic miniature answer, concise answer for the children's questions of the Manishtana. And the mitzvah is not for the kids to ask the Manishtana. The mitzvah is for them to hear the answer to the Manishtana. The Mishnah Berurah writes, Ikar HaMitzvah Hi Tshuvash Al Shelosmo, the answer, he got it to Levincha. And the Mishnah Berurah says, not like what people do. What do people do? They make a mistake. That right after the Manishtana, they send the kids to sleep. No. They don't know the answer to their questions. It's the parents' job that at least, Avadim Hayinu, the basic question of the Manishtana is, we do some things that are Zecher for the Geula. The matzah is zecher for the geula. The maror is zecher for the shibud. The dipping is zecher le geula. So how can we do some things that are zecher? The matzah is also zecher to the shibud as well. The matzah is really both. So we do something zecher to the slavery, something zecher to the gula. What's going on? The answer is, we used to be slaves, and now we became free. That's avadim hayinu. So the minimum that the parents have to tell the children is, avadim hayinu, that we used to be slaves, and now we're free. Now, Rav Neventhal adds on a little bit, and he says, you have to really explain that the shibud was very difficult, and that Hashem did us so many, and we had a lot of tzaras, and then we had miracles took us out of Mitzrayim. In other words, it's really not enough just to say we were slaves and now we became free, but rather, Rav Neventhal says, you're supposed to explain the depth of the slavery, and you're supposed to explain the tremendous miracles that happened with during the geula. Oh, okay, we'll stop here.